This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
I am Representative Stephanie Clayton. I represent the 19th House District.
Joining Stephanie and me in the KCUR 89.3 production studio today is Kevin Wilmot, a professor of film at the University of Kansas. Kevin, thanks for coming over.
Oh, thank you.
Before we get started here, there's some business I need to take care of. First, Kevin and I have worked together on a couple of projects, so he is no stranger to me. Stephanie is my state representative in Overland Park, and I have voted for her in the previous election. I make no prediction about what I'm going to do in the coming election. Let's just stay with politics for a while. I've got some policy questions. Never as fun, I don't think, but I want to stay with politics just for a while. Do you think in the year of Trump, Stephanie, as we're heading into an election year, what do you think the effect is going to be now that we know that he is the nominee? Will Trump at the top of the ticket have any effect on state and local elections?
I think that that's a question that we hear a great deal about. I volunteered at the Republican Party caucus at the high school that's closest to my legislative district. So we knew what the count was at that location. So that was very important to me to know how my constituents feel. Overall, the Republican constituents that I had tended to support Rubio. And then there was a pretty even split between Hillary and Bernie supporters at both of the caucus locations for the Democratic Party. In the area that I represent, people will cross over. They'll say, all right, I like this Democrat in this race, this Republican in this race. They will do their research and go individually. So I'm not really expecting to see any sort of Trump effect, so to speak, in that area, that inside the 435 loop area of Johnson County. But we might see it across the state.
Kevin, you are not only a film genius, but I think everybody acknowledges that, but a student of history. So I want to hear your thoughts on whether you think solid red Kansas might be wavering a little bit on Donald Trump.
In many ways, the Trump thing for me has become an example of the conflict that's been going on in Kansas really for a long, long time. And finally, it's kind of produced someone, you know, far, far, far right in a very odd kind of non-Republican almost kind of way. And the conflict that you've seen in the Kansas State House, that, you know, where, you know, moderate Republicans and far right Republicans having it out all the time and kind of, you know, producing for me, I think, you know, a lot of bad policies, you know, that has come to the national level now. And the conflict, you know, poor Ted Cruz getting booed off stage is an example of this infighting that you've seen in Kansas and other states for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of produced this odd thing of Donald Trump that's, you know, he's part Republican, part we don't quite know what. And in some ways, I think that, you know, Kansas doesn't really want someone like that. I think it would have been, you know, Kansas would have been far more comfortable with someone like, you know, Cruz even. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Stephanie, are there Republicans who fear Donald Trump at the top of the ticket now?
Yes.
Are you one?
Yes, I am. He does not represent my values. It's not easy to come out as a sitting Republican legislator and say that, but it's gone too far, and I will not be supporting the nominee.
Let's move on. I understand that you're spending part of your summer trying to write a new school funding formula. Yes?
Well, some of us are. So I'm working a little bit more on the taxation side of things myself.
Well, tell me about that. So are you hoping to have some legislation ready when the presumably, if you win, when you guys go back in January of 2017?
Ideally, yes. The first thing to do, of course, is look and determine which policy is ideal. And we look, you know, sort of from 30,000 feet. We all, I think pretty much everyone except for maybe 10 people in the state of Kansas knows what needs to be done. Unfortunately, those 10 people seem to be in a position of power. So what you do is you look, you determine what good policy is. is, and then you figure out several different versions and think, what can I get passed under what circumstances with which legislature? Because things are in a state of flux, I don't know what the Republican body is going to look like. I don't know what the Democratic body is going to look like. So you have to make several of those determinations and then base your strategy and even your policy on what kind of legislature you get. And then, of course, you have to determine, all right, if we can get this through, how do you get it through the House? How do you get it through the Senate? And how do you make sure that you have enough votes to veto override on both sides? Because the governor will not support any changes to income tax. He made it very clear that even that that some changes to the tax plan would not have been signed by him. So we have to look at all of those things and think, what can we do and how do we get it done?
Now, you sort of hinted before that you felt that you'd be getting a few more moderates and maybe even a few more D's, at least into the House. So tell me where you are in trying to come up with this legislation. I mean, what are the things that you think right now as you look forward that you might be able to get through, that you might be able to change?
I think that we need to change the statute. Overall, there's this one little statute that has what we would refer to as the ratchet in place. And what this does is that it has triggered rate cuts, depending on if revenue hits certain points, then automatically it cuts down the rate. So the ratchet needs to be removed. That is tremendously problematic. And if you look at any of our numbers, the wheels really fall off. If you think it's bad now, wait until 2018. And that's when it gets bad. So that preventative measure needs to be taken. And we have as of yet to see any tax policy that has been introduced that calls for ratchet removal. So as a lover of alliteration, I'm a big fan of ratchet removal. I'm a fan of revenue reform and just looking at a sustainable solution to get this through. So something has to include that. I think that there is a groundswell of support for repeal of, or rather for removing that tax exemption for LLCs, S-corps, and sole proprietorships. But the problem is that you can't just do that. You have to combine it. You have to make it a holistic approach if you are going to have a functional tax plan. So this is really kind of a one-shot deal. You have to get a really, really good plan in now because you're not going to be able to get something passed incrementally every year. That's why you can't just do one little piece. You've got to add it, you know, combined. And so there are a lot of moving parts to the perfect tax bill.
But we haven't, we've been having a hard time meeting our revenue estimates. So that ratcheting hasn't kicked in yet, has it?
It has not, but I do have concerns that it will. And as long as it's in there, then that's a tacit endorsement of the current plan. That's saying that, oh, just when you think everything's fine and when we, let's say that we do reach stability, then, and let's say that that we could go with what, say, KPI and some other groups are saying, which is our problems are only national or only related to oil and gas. Well, as soon as we come back up to a point where we're fine, oh, guess what? No, we're not, because then the ratchet kicks in and it undoes everything and kicks us right back into crisis.
Right.
So we, again, we have to be consistent. We have to be boring, and we can't have something in there that is essentially a self-destruct mechanism for any stability that we might achieve.
Wow. We're going to have to leave it there. Now, Stephanie, what is our walk-off music?
Okay. I'm a big fan of cheesy 80s movies, specifically Rocky IV, a big favorite of mine. So there is this montage where he's, you know, he's driving, he's all upset. This is right after Apollo Creed gets killed in the ring, and he's, you know, trying to decide if he's gonna, you know, fight Drago and so on. And so this song by Survivor, No Easy Way Out, is playing. And I will say that that I'm choosing it in part because as difficult as things are and as tough as things are, we do need to kind of, you know, enjoy and kind of laugh at the situation a little bit, especially politicians. We tend to get all in our own heads and think about ourselves and how hard everything is, and we get over dramatic.
Representative Stephanie Clayton from Overland Park, a Rocky selection? Absolutely. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Sam Zeff. I'll see you around the radio.
That was an excerpt of Statehouse Blend. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.